307 Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 216. I don't think that Newt killed the girl, but I believe he discovered the body sometime before he notified the police. Newt's a good man. Scott said that it took Conley 6 minutes to write a part of one note. Conley said that he wrote the notes 3 times. They say that man couldn't lie. Gentlemen, if there is any one thing that man can do, it is to lie. As my good old friend Charlie Hill would say, put him in a hopper and he'll drip lies. He was trying to prove an alibi for himself when he said that he was not in the factory on Saturday and told all the things that he did elsewhere on that day. But we know that the wretch was lurking in the factory all of Saturday morning. Further, he swore that while he was in Frank's office, he heard someone approaching, and Mr. Frank cried out, "Gee, here come Corinthia Hall and Emma Clark," and that Frank shut him up in a wardrobe until they left. According to Conley, they came into the factory between 12 and 1 o'clock, when, as a matter of fact, we know that they came between 11 and 12. And as for his being able to fabricate the details of his statement, why, he knew every inch of that building from top to bottom. Hadn't he been sweeping and cleaning it for a long time? With this knowledge of the building, he naturally had no trouble in his pantomime after he had formed his story. The miserable wretch has Frank hiding him in the wardrobe when Emma Clark came in after the murder, when it has been proved that she came there and left before Mary Fagan ever entered the building on that day. They saw where they were wrong in that statement, and they made Conley change it on the stand. They made him say, "I thought it was them." They knew that that story wouldn't fit. Do you remember how eagerly Conley took the papers from the girls at the factory? And do you remember how for 4 or 5 days the papers were full of the fact that Frank's home was in Brooklyn and that his relatives were reported to be wealthy? Conley didn't have to go far to get material.